This is Radio Nepal. I am TK Prasad Khadga with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government's top priority is on maintaining national unity by building inclusive and equitable society. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjuna Deva holds a meeting with Foreign Affairs Minister Belgium Bernard Quintin in Brussels. Health Ministry directs concerned agencies to make provision of minimum wages to all health workers working at health institutions. Karnali acts and Biratnagar Kings register victory in today's NPL matches. And French President Emmanuel Macron names a centrist Barrow as Prime Minister to end political instability. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says maintaining national unity by building an inclusive and equitable society is the government's top priority. Addressing the national women gathering organized by Federation of Democratic Indigenous Nationalities in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Oli laid emphasis on effective implementation of fundamental rights guaranteed by the Constitution to uplift the living standard of underprivileged communities. Also, the chairperson of the CPN-UML, Prime Minister Oli, expressed a strong determination to uplift the living standard of every nationality to establish social justice and build an equitable society. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has described Buddhism as a luminous thread in the relations between Nepal and China, addressing the 9th Nanhai Buddhism Roundtable Forum in Kathmandu today. Prime Minister Oli said Buddhism has been the luminous thread that weaves together the spiritual and cultural fabric of two nations, fostering an enduring bond of harmony and understanding. Prime Minister Oli said that teachings of Gautam Buddha illuminate the path to a meaningful and harmonious life. President Ramachandra Podil has appointed ambassadors to various 5 countries in accordance with the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. A spokesperson at the President's office, Sailaja Regmi Bhattarai, informed that President Podil appointed Prakash Moni Podil as Nepal's resident ambassador to Portugal, while Sunil Nepal to Spain, Professor Dr. Kapilman Shrestha to South Africa, Sivalam Sal to Belgium, and Dr. Sivamaya Tumbampe to South Korea. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjuna Deva met with Minister of Foreign Affairs, European Affairs and Foreign Trade and the Federal Cultural Institutions of Belgium, Bernard Quintin, in Brussels on Friday. During the meeting with Bernard, who is also the Minister for European Affairs and Foreign Trade, they discussed Nepal-Belgium relations, mutual interest and future cooperation. During the meeting, Minister Rana informed that Nepal is going to be upgraded from a least developed country to a developing country by 2026. During the meeting, discussions were also held on further strengthening the economic relations between Nepal and Belgium in the coming days and expanding the economic partnership, especially through investment in priority sectors. Speaker Devraj Khemere has urged all stakeholders to strengthen democracy as a model for all and to build a system that earns the trust and approval of the people. Addressing a program commemorating the 18th Federal Parliament Service Day organized in Kathmandu today, Speaker Khemere pointed out the need of support and cooperation of all sides to expedite the law-making works by the Parliament. On the occasion, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal highlighted the crucial role of Parliament Service employees in fostering collaboration between the people, government and Parliament, promoting solidarity on national issues. The Ministry of Health and Population has directed the bodies concerned to make provision of minimum wages to all health workers, including nurses working at health institutions. Issuing a circular to this effect, the Ministry urged the bodies concerned to provide facilities, including minimum wages. A secretary-level decision was made on December 12th to provide minimum wages and other services and facilities as for the government's service to all nurses and other health workers working at different health institutions. The ministry also asked to strictly implement the provision of additional allowance for overtime. The construction of new Butwal-Bardaga 220 kV double circuit transmission line has been completed. The 21.5-kilometer long transmission line from the new Butwal substation, located at Sunwal Municipality 13 to Bardaghat Municipality 5, has been charged from Thursday. Likewise, the 220 kV transmission line from new Bharatpur substation at Bharatpur Metropolis 11 to new Butwal substation has been charged. With the operation of new Butwal Bardaghat transmission line, physical infrastructures for 220 kV transmission line from Butwal to Hetoda have been prepared. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. It's time for a short break.
सादा खाना 100 रुपैया मटन खाना 200 रुपैया ओए मोबाइल को डाटा पनि हामीले चलाको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरु मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोशल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
स्टार 1415 हैश डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithi Biswabagrung says the amendment of the Constitution would make the inclusive and proportional system further secure. Addressing the Indigenous Nationalities Knowledge Conference organized by the Indigenous Nationalities Commission in Kathmandu today, Minister Gurung assured that marginalized communities that the constitutional amendment would strengthen, not undermine, the proportional and inclusive system. Now some sports news updates. Karnali Axe defeated Lumbini Lions by 5 runs in today's first match of the Nepal Premier League Anfield Cricket Tournament held at the TU Cricket Ground in Kirtipur, chasing a victory target of 129 runs posted by Karnali Axe. Before this, Lumbini Lions were contained in 123 runs in the allotted 20 overs at the loss of 7 wickets. With this, Lumbini is out from Anfield, while Karnali Axe has strengthened its playoff chances. Meanwhile, in the second match, Biratnagar Kings defeated Chitwan Rhinos by 51 runs. This is the second victory of Biratnagar Kings in NPL. Chitwan Rhinos fell to chase the target of 182 runs and scored 130 runs in 20 overs with the loss of 6 wickets. Biratnagar Kings scored 181 runs with the loss of 5 wickets in the first innings. Now, Pokhara Avengers will face Kathmandu Gorkhas and Chitwan Rhinos will compete against Janakpur Bulls on Saturday. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now, to some international news updates. French President Emmanuel Macron has named centrist leader François Bayrou as next Prime Minister of France in a bid to end a month of political turmoil. According to the BBC, ahead of the announcement, the two men spent almost 2 hours in talks, described as tense by French media. A Macron ally, Bayrou is a mayor from the southwest and leads the Democratic Movement Party. The president's task is now to ensure Bayrou lasts longer than his predecessor. Former Brexit negotiator Michael Barnier lasted just 3 months and was ousted by MPs in 9 days ago. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Friday told Turkey it was imperative to work against the resurgence of the Islamic State IS group in Syria following the fall of Bashar al-Assad. According to AFP News Agency, this remark came after meeting Turkey's Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan in Ankara on the second leg of his Syria crisis tour following the fall of Bashar al-Assad government. Blinken said at a joint press conference that the country worked very hard and gave a lot for over many years to ensure the elimination of the terrorist IS, to ensure that the threat does not rear its head again. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly throughout the country. There is partial impact of westerly wind across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government's top priority is on maintaining national unity by building inclusive and equitable society. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzurana Deoba holds a meeting with Foreign Affairs Minister of Belgium Bernard Quintin in Brussels. Health Minister Durex concerned agencies to make provision of minimum wages to all health workers working at health institutions. Karnali X and Biratnagar Kings register victory in today's Anfield matches. And French President Emmanuel Macron names Chantres Barrow as Prime Minister to end political instability. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.